Carl, sit down, you fuck. My dear friends, ending my sentence.
It's windy out.
So, how's your day? What'd you do?
Let's
never address the fact that we're not even at Roblox anymore. We're just outside. Like motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Rubab had a surprise consultation to go to.
Yeah.
And we were like, fuck it, it's a nice day out. Might as well just do it at the beach. At the beach?
Yeah. Beach. La la la.
I'm going to Montreal tomorrow.
I know, bro. That's a big
flex. This is the farthest east I've ever been. Before that, it was in Winnipeg. Winnipeg, I used to do door knocking sales there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been told more times in my life by those some people there in the downtown. They were like, yo, watch your back. Or I was like, damn, okay, you threatening me? What the fuck? Nah.
Or
door knock with someone because it's just dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And I remember even when I knocked on one of the doors, the guy, like, he, like, peeked the door open a little bit. He said, hey, what's up? I was like, oh, just like, I'm just here for like ADT security. Like, he was like, oh, security? He's like, no. I was like, no. Like we're just selling security door to door. He's like, oh, yeah, give me one sec. And he like moved, there was a whole dresser that was against the door. And I just heard him like move it, like, what's the security? And he like opened it. I was like, oh yeah,
for sure. Wanted that security,
like,
dude.
There was like four people in the back just chilling, smoking weed in there, and like,
oh,
very sus. And I was like, oh fuck, dude. And it did not look, and there was no TV. Like they were just smoking weed, sitting on one couch with nothing in the room.
Did it look like a hermit?
Hermit?
Yeah. Did he look like a hermit?
He looked
just like full on beard, like Cheetos on his beard.
Nah, he was acting different, bro.
He was acting different.
Yeah, because who puts a whole fucking dresser in front of the entrance? So he moves it, and I'm like, oh shit, okay, whatever. I'ma just. And it was like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night too. Now it was like one of my few last doors I was gonna knock, and I was like, oh shit.
Who was he afraid of, like getting in? You know,
bro, ops. Probably. He had ops, dude. Like,
probably.
He probably had a gun.
FBI, open up.
Probably had a gun with him. And shit, I was like, dude, chill, fuck.
Yeah.
And I think he was like native too. And I was like, dude, come on, I'm native too. Like, come on, let's link up. Like,
come on,
I'm your brother. You know, yeah. Like we're native together in this.
I promise, man. I'm not the feds.
I'm not the op, bro. No, we good.
Yeah. Did you end up selling him?
Nah, I got kind of scared and weirded out. I was like, all good, man. I'm just knocking on doors. I just, like, went into total, like, I went into total play.
I just, like,
play.
Start stepping like, away.
Sure. I just folded. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, for sure. I'm just, like, you know, just, like, walking up. But yeah. He said, oh, yeah, it's true, man, true. He closed the door. I saw him look out the big window to their left. He, like, looked out, saw nothing. And then he like shuffled it and closed put the dresser back to the door. I was like, oh, they're super paranoid. They got shit going on. Yeah, sorry. There's a story for you.
Where is this again? Winnipeg?
Winnipeg. Downtown Winnipeg.
Downtown
Winnipeg.
Crazy out there in Winnipeg. Downtown.
Yeah.
Damn. How's it like in Winnipeg? I've never been.
I went during like, fuck.
I heard it was just
the
really sad
of
there.
I went during their like February. The end of February, March, early March.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just before COVID hit, too. So this, I, like, just started a new company.
You started a new company?
No, oh, I started just with a new company.
Okay.
In Calgary. The pay was great, but I had only been there working there for 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And this is how dumb, like, I was 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, I just turned 21 at that point. And they're like, hey, we know you're new and you don't really know anybody in this company, but do you want to go on a road trip to Winnipeg for 2 weeks? And I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, sounds good. Not much going on here, man. Yeah. So I just hopped in a car with like three other guys that were total strangers.
Uh-huh.
And there was another car that was following us that was just filled with total strangers. And I just like went on a trip with like fucking 9, 10 guys. Just total strangers. Just never met them before. And just like, they were cool. I still remember all of them. They were really cool people, man. Unfortunately, I just didn't work out just because COVID hit. And then when COVID hit,
was it the precipice of COVID?
Yeah. Like, damn. It just entered. Remember the first case that happened in America?
Yeah.
And now it's getting the first case in Canada. Like, it was starting to
get something there.
Started to climax. And I was like, fuck, dude. So, whatever.
Yeah.
But they were just like, oh, we need you to like rely on leads. Just because like nobody knew what was going on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this COVID thing will be around for a couple months, you know, or like a couple weeks. But now it turned into months and months and months.
Yeah.
And it changed the world.
I remember also like hearing about COVID initially with some of my homies.
Because you were here. You were in Vancouver.
Yeah. One of the homeboys were just like, hey, I don't know about this. And then he shows up an article like from Wuhan, China, because he's, you know, his family.
His family's there? Oh, fuck.
And we're like, oh, this thing, they're calling it like some sort of virus before Corona.
I know. It was
something.
Yeah. There was a name for it.
There was a name for it before.
Yeah. Like,
only the OGs knew, you know?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, they're not here anymore. They're not around anymore. Yo, rest in peace. Rest in peace to anybody affected.
And then, we just never thought it would, like, grow up and scale.
Climax.
Pandemic like that.
Shit was whack.
It was just something so, like, oh, shit, they're saying that it's going to affect, like, probably the whole nation of China.
Yeah.
And then... But oh shit! That's
more than that, bro.
Yeah, like I was like, I felt bad. Like I felt bad for China, though.
I saw this video where it was a time lapse over the last the year of 2020.
Yeah.
Where it showed a map of China, and it was like slowly getting wider and showing the whole rest of the world.
Yeah.
But it was like COVID cases starting from 2020 to the end of this month or whatever. And it was like ding, ding. Ding ding, then it's like, and then it's all over, and it's all over in America. All the major.
It was just
cities,
a matter of like months.
New York, Boston, Chicago, all East Coast. LA got hit hard. Like, so many people got it.
That's
that video
fucked, bro.
Was eerie too. It's like a 2-minute video of just and all those cases, majority of them probably passed away, man. Crazy.
Damn, COVID.
Isn't it crazy? Everything's just normal now. We're just hanging out.
Everything's just going. I would have never thought we would be still here.
Yeah, there's people here giving each other hugs.
After
shit.
The pandemic, holy shit!
We're talking to strangers just cause.
Even now, they're saying like there's this flesh bacteria like eating.
Flesh eating disorder.
Flesh eating disorder.
Sorry, it's a disorder. Bacteria. I keep eating people.
Sorry,
I keep eating fucking humans on accident. It's an accident, you know. It's a disorder. My bad, homie.
Because it's good. Though. I heard like in Japan, bro. Japan's getting a hard hit. Like these past couple of years, bro. Their population
is declining.
If you had
to eat one person, who are you eating?
If I had to eat one person,
yeah, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, dude, you would never starve for the next 400 years. You'd be stocked up on food. Sorry, what were you saying? I interrupted Hollywood?
Because like I was saying that Japan has been taking a hard hit lately.
For the birth
But I'll
rate?
Answer your question,
the birth
though.
Rate?
I have an answer for that. Yeah, the birth
the
rate.
The declining birth rate.
Yeah, and then also...
I think South Korea as well.
Yeah, right?
They're
all
just...
all the Asian countries, man.
Refusing to have sex.
Yeah, I think even China now, too.
Damn.
I think everyone.
It's like a strike.
Yeah.
They're just like not having kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
I even saw stuff where like some elementary kindergarten schools are like closing. This is all just off the top of my head. Yeah. This could all be nonsense. I'm just like, I remember, you ever just like absorb bits and pieces of information?
Yeah.
So you try to create a bigger picture. I'm just kind of pulling shit out of my ass. I'm trying to remember. But I'm pretty sure some schools got closed. Declining birth rates are just not fucking.
Some schools got closed.
Like elementary schools. Like there's just no more kids that age, that 3, 4, 5 age or however old.
Honestly, that's sort of good.
I went to kindergarten when I was 10. I was really behind.
We know, Cameron.
I'm joking. Just fall back.
No, and also this flesh eating bacteria.
Yeah.
It's a whole epidemic there.
Does it just
in Japan.
Make, so it eats flesh
like,
or
just
is like,
it like a few hundred like Japanese people like got it?
Chinese with Chipotle people. I was like, "Whoa, what?" That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, we call them Chipotle now. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, these fucking Chipotle peoples. What were you saying about...
No, but, like, apparently just how many people, like, survived from getting that flesh back, like, bacteria.
They survived.
Again. Yeah, they've survived. Like, 66% of them, I think, of those cases.
60% is not that good.
Yeah.
It's 40% still a lot. Dies, dude?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it like, a lot of them get terminally ill, of course, and then die.
I can't imagine
2 days.
How horrible it is.
Die within just 2 days.
Yeah.
It's
we should do a video
COVID
on it.
Fucking,
we should do like
it's COVID.
Trying flesh eating bacteria
COVID on
for
steroids,
the first
bro.
Time. Yeah, we should do a first time try for the homies.
But to answer your question,
I'm out of jokes. I'm so burnt. Also, the sun is super good today.
Yeah, it's super good. Yeah, it's not burning. Yo, and also, Connor, like, you want to show off your dude?
He's a little
Cameron. Cameron humbled me today with my.
Dude, you're brown up here, and then it's just like Salas, and then David.
Yeah, the skin tones, bro. Like, yeah, I could pass as a white person underneath the shirt, dude.
Just wear a mask. COVID, shout out. Hey, yo, shout out, COVID is hilarious. Corona.
No, but to answer your question earlier, I think I would eat, I heard, like, muscular people, because they eat a lot of meat and stuff.
Wouldn't their muscle just be tough, though?
Yeah, it's tough. It's not
gonna be
good.
I need some fat on that bitch.
Exactly. You know, marbleize.
And bitch is a universal word. I use it for everybody.
I would eat someone that's vegan.
Really?
Yeah. Vegan, but like built a bit.
Why?
Because apparently when you eat meat, it stains.
You've really looked into this. I'm scared. I'm fucking scared.
No. This is not me.
I thought it was just going to be a quick celebrity answer, dude. I thought this was going to be like, oh, funny, Margot Robbie's ass on my plate. But yours is like, actually, I'd go after vegan people, specifically from the Northwest area.
No Jeffrey Dahmer shit, but like.
Specific from Central Alberta area. They only eat corn. Their flesh must be succulent. I was like, okay, Carl. So, Rabab, we're...
That's why Rabab was missing today.
Oh, shit! No. What celebrity? No. Or do you want to continue with your detailed analysis of who you'd eat? God damn. Yo, we're in public, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I notice you're a bit antsy. You're just, like, looking around to see who's gonna fuck with us.
I mean, we just talked about eating somebody, so... I thought this would be a quick one-off answer.
No, I think I would fix someone that's vegan. So I think...
Okay.
Who's that guy? Who's that tall guy? Russell Brand.
Russell Brand's vegan?
Russell Brand's vegan, I believe. Or Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? At this age or younger? A young Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's tough.
Yeah, true. But now he's vegan, though, so...
Like, he admitted to the steroids thing.
Yeah. His meat quality must
be
good.
I mean, have you seen... What do you cook a medium rare? Like, I want my Arnold medium rare. What would you have on the side? The toes? Or fucking asparagus? What would be a good side to side human? For
human? Fucking rice? I don't know.
Is this one of those things where, like, what? Cannibal hides in plain sight? Like, just a picture of you, like, eating a steak. What's a good, like, side dish?
Side dish for a cat, for humans.
Like some rice or something? Some broccoli?
Fuck.
Oiled, fried broccoli?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I think I just saw your mouth start watering. I think I heard it, too, dude.
Damn.
Nah.
Maybe I am a cannibal, bro. What the fuck?
What's this episode gonna be called, dude? Eating people? Yeah. That's crazy.
Being Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, I have an idea for a thumbnail. Yo. It's just like you and then the rock just in your teeth.
Holy shit.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways.
So how's your week?
Pretty good week.
What's up, dude?
Actually, I just got done working, like, almost 7 days in a row.
Mm.
And then, also, holy shit, I need to talk about my health for real quick.
Mm.
So I'm starting a series called Retry, which will probably come out in, like...
Plug
October,
it up.
Might come out in October, maybe November, late this year. It's just to show off the beginning, trials, middle, and then the end of me... retrying and fixing my life in many aspects. The reason I say this is because for the past 9 months since Glitterly has started, I have dedicated and I've put everything my life has been for the past 9 months has just been Glitterly and my girlfriend. I put everything else on the back burner, including my health. I'll wake up, I'll edit videos, I'll edit clips, I'll wake up, I'll come home from work, I'll watch a show with the lady, and then edit until like 4 in the morning, just drinking beers and hanging out and editing.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that straight for like 9 months, and I think it's catching up with me now. It's just like...
Shit, when you tell it like that, bro.
Yeah, I put my health on the back burner. Like, I'm putting like all my all into this Glitterly thing, just to, because I want it to be big and I want it to be huge. But I even my girlfriend was like, you're doing the thing you're supposed to do, but like, is it really like something you want to have to deal with in 5 years of being like super unhealthy? Like, maybe you have heart conditions or all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I really put my health on the back burner for a few, like, just trying to get this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a scary moment. I was just commuting home last night, and yesterday I'm a dumbass. I ate this salty ass burger from this place called Chicken World. It's so good. Chicken World's so good.
Chicken World?
Yeah, but the fries are super salty. It's so much sodium mm-hmm. in the sauces and the burger.
Right.
I just eat that. And I just have a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And I brought water and I didn't even have any of it all day.
Yeah.
Leave the store, I'm drinking water and my stomach is in pain. I'm like really aching, and I had a bag of chips too. So I'm having all the unhealthy shit.
Did you dry up? Like, I just got dehydrated.
I turned into that worm on fucking SpongeBob.
The grandma.
I'm just on the bus on the commute, just going home, and I sit down and I like get really lightheaded, and my skin gets cold. I feel cold. My stomach feels like there's like a pit in there, and I'm like, "Holy shit, is this diabetes?" I was like, "Is this me discovering diabetes? Like, I have it now.
Oh.
I put myself into this." And so, sorry. I was like, "Fuck! Oh fuck! It's not."
Okay, we're that's good. Good.
We're good. I just had a... I just did not treat my body well yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like... It was a scary moment. I was like, oh, shit. Is this the turning point? This is the edge. Like, and we're here now. But no. So, yeah. Retry is going to come out in a few months. Because I'm going to retry.
Yeah.
I'm going to restart retry my fucking life. Body.
Yeah.
It's more just like a health thing and a discipline thing. Because I've lost a lot of, like, habits... So many habits that I used to have, like, just every day, mm-hmm. everyday human habits. I lost a lot too. Like, I need to press the fucking,
yeah,
the power button.
It's scary to think about, because like,
before you know it, dude.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I'm doing everything. Yeah. I'm getting up. I'm working. I work every day.
Yeah.
Even on my days off, I go see the lady. I plan something. Then I go record. Then I'll edit.
Yeah.
Or when we have time, I'm like, Carl, let's go shoot a clip. Let's go shoot something. Like, I'm constantly doing this shit. But it's, next thing you know, oh fuck, it's 9 months later. I'm like,
yeah.
Declining health.
Fuck, man.
Crazy.
But retry, dog.
That's the report, baby.
This just in. Cameron is not going to die. Retry.
Oh, fuck. Also, we're in the shade now, so you might be dark.
Oh, it's okay.
On camera, but I mean, we're here, we're vibing.
But also, it's scary because even though you could live the most healthiest lifestyle you'll ever have, but if your family has it, then you could catch on to it, like, still, like, later on in life.
Hereditary stuff is crazy.
Yeah, like diabetes, heart conditions, especially when you're already not taking care of, you know. Yeah.
The thing is, diabetes in my family it's not something, we don't have it. Well, I guess we do. Actually, I think we do have it in our family. But like a lot of the times, it's self-induced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's self-inflicted. Good. Like, we...
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Because that's avoidable,
man,
right?
We got trauma, bro. I think we just, like... A lot of us just, like, put ourselves into those positions.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you know, it's just life.
Shit.
Just gotta fucking work on it and fix it. But, yeah.
I feel that.
So cheers! I'm drinking a sugary drink
just to live life. To be like, ha
fuck you.
Also, like
diabetes.
I think 2 weeks ago I had my medicals done, and
a lot of it looked good, though, right?
A lot of it good. Like I had 20/20 vision, you know.
Yes.
Sorry, I know you. I'm coming off of your.
You're like crazy. It's like I'm coming off of your 20/20 vision. I'm wearing glasses. I'm like hunched down. Like yeah. Yeah.
I'm coming off of your, you know, story there, but like, yeah. Yeah, everything is okay.
I have great vision.
Yeah.
My hearing's great.
Yeah, my height apparently is 162 centimeters.
Your height?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's 5, like last time, I think 5'4".
Fuck.
Yeah, 5'4".
Dude, I'll never forget the one time, so my girlfriend, she's on the shorter side.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this. This is when we first started dating, and I asked her, like, oh, how tall are you?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, 5'3", I'm 5'3".
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, yeah, for sure, oh, for sure. And we check her, I see her license, I was like, oh, it's a centimeters, like, what's that in centimeters?
Yeah.
So I Google, I Google the centimeters that was on the license to the height.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's it called? And then it said 5'2.99". I was like, you're not 5'3". You're not 5'3". That's so 5'2.99. Wild that you're 0.001 away from being 5'3". And I was like, that is the most troll shit life has ever given. Yeah, but no, she's my 5'3" queen. She's going to be mad that I said this. She's great.
Yeah. She's dope, I think, yeah.
And, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, height.
Yeah, and then he became like my family doctor now.
The guy that
it's so fucking hard. Yeah, it's so fucking hard to get here, like, for family doctors.
Family doctors, dude.
They're hard to come by. They're hard to come by here in BC, Canada. Yeah,
if you're a family doctor watching this, hook us up.
Please.
Hook me up.
We need it.
Retry, bro.
We don't want to get diabetes or anything.
Yeah, dude,
we need you. Yeah. But also, yeah. In other news, like with my boxing shit, holy fuck.
Okay,
man.
We have sad announcement.
It's a big, mostly big political. Ass debacle, man. Debacle. Yeah, exactly.
Mostly political.
Exactly. So, right? Like, this is about my 5th or 6th month maybe training for this shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I basically sacrificed, like, you know, like, just kind of all the, what do you call this, like, the guilty pleasures that I can do. You know, I've sacrificed just, like, drinking alcohol, because I love drinking alcohol.
Hell yeah.
On occasion.
You know. You just, like, disciplined yourself very well.
Yeah.
Like, you changed your whole eating, you changed your diet, you stopped doing so many things.
Yeah, and then...
And working out more. Like,
yeah, and then I fucking, you know, damaged my body.
You know what's crazy?
Damaged my brain.
You know what's crazy? As we're sitting here, I'm the before, you're the after. This is what happens when you, like, work out and stuff. Yeah. Oh, God.
And then all of a sudden as well, like, is that it? Yeah. All of a sudden, this 1 week out from the fight, we had the most harrowing news ever for all the boxers that we have for, you know. Actually, I'll fucking tell their name. It's Ultra White Collar Boxing.
Are you sure? Actually, yeah, fuck it. Why
Ultra
not?
White Collar Boxing.
Ultra White Collar Boxing.
Yeah, I'm going to put them on blast because 1 week out, right, they tell me, hey, or they tell a lot of us as well, like, hey, we're sorry, Boxing BC Commission has actually delayed it 1 more month ahead.
Yeah.
Because, like, medicals and shit, like, yeah, are, in aren't that case, submitted.
Not too bad.
Yeah, in like, that it's case, like, not, oh, that sucks. That wasn't okay,
it's
but
not
it's
not okay,
too
but
bad.
It's like, it's manageable.
It's like, it's all right. It's like 1 month.
Because, like, the only issue is, like, oh, we all got our days booked off.
Yeah.
I felt bad
for a lot of my
guests. I'm going to Montreal tomorrow. I cut the Montreal trip short so I could come back.
I know, bro.
time for the fight.
I know, dude. I know. And a lot of people are flying in. As well to come watch it.
It's supposed to be like a good event, and we sponsored it.
And we literally sponsored it.
Glitterly Podcast sponsored the fight to have our logo and everything on Carl. Like,
And that first notice was just like, oh, everything is transferable. You know,
yeah, like tickets. It was just gonna be next month.
Yeah, everything's just gonna be next month though. You know, our bad, but you know, look at it on the bright side. You get 1 more month to train. Ha ha.
Yeah.
I was, like, still pissed off. Like, you know, schedules were being wrecked for a lot of people and inconveniences. And then this second notice took me out, dude. Took me out for a good couple of days. It said, hey, Carl, sorry, but, you know, Boxing BC Commission has actually, you know, denied you from fighting, you know, even 1 month from now because your medicals was submitted late. You know, initially told that, blah, 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 that all these medicals, even though submitted delayed, I know that you guys had a hard time, like, submitting your medicals. But, you know, Boxing BC, unfortunately, you know, said otherwise. Like, they basically Boxing BC, like, you know, shoot us in the foot, shot us in the foot.
Yeah.
And, fuck, man, I don't know. And then now, bad, even man. Though 1 month from now, I can't even fight.
You can't even fight now.
I can't even fight.
And all the money and, you put into this?
Yeah, and they were like, oh, but still, you can do the fall, not just summer. Not this summer, but a whole next quarter.
Just and to
even
do
though,
it.
Even so, like, I'm probably going to be too occupied by the fall because I have plans to do, and then, you know, I want to work
more.
Yeah,
life just doesn't stop.
Yeah, I want to work more, obviously, and get, like, chase that bag, you know?
Yeah.
But now, like, everybody was just like, fuck, man, I hate fucking ultra-white collar boxing. These fucking people, like, all the, like, most of the boxers that I'm talking to, like, all of my friends now, they don't fuck with them anymore. And the last session that we had...
Damn, this is a barely, test. You're putting them on blast.
Barely fucking anyone showed up. Barely fucking anyone showed up.
Because they got the messages, man.
They got them all, man. Like, it was just, what, how many people left? Like, 10 people? So it's not even, like, 4 or 5 fights.
Damn, bro.
So the whole event will be fucking trash. And a lot of people also are demanding for their refund
Of this. The fucking money we put in. You put in.
Yeah.
Like, you deserve a refund.
Yeah, and the time and the fucking sacrifices, too. It's all thrown to shit. Just thrown to shit, man. It's like fucking ultra white collar boxing and Boxing BC.
They kind of fucked you over political reasons. That has nothing to do with it's one thing if you're like, oh, I don't have the day off. I need a refund. But it's like, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And
they,
even
they kind of just turned around and fucked you guys.
I know, man. Yeah. And everybody was just blasting them as well, like for emails and messages, and no one has yet to reply back to all of us.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So we were all like, yo, fucking boycott ultra white collar boxing.
Those fuck fuckers. The shit.
These fuckers.
These piece of shit.
Yeah. No, but I dread like calling all of my guests and telling them this sad ass news.
Yeah.
Of just, it wasn't even in my control at that point. And, you know, I, for all the guests as well that I invited, sorry.
Yeah, man.
But you know what? I'm still going to fight. You know, it's not going to demotivate me. But. Yeah. Obviously, this is just a big letdown from ultra white collar boxing. And
it's just a big just upset, bump in the road.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what happens.
Do you have any predictions on how it would have went?
Oh, I in a lot of my weight class as well, like for people that I've we kind of practice like outside of it. And we've sparred lightly as well here and there, just kind of test out our skills. And also, a lot of people are almost in the same weight class as I am in that practice.
Yeah.
And dude, like, I still had a lot to catch up on. Not gonna lie. Fuck. But I feel like because these people, you know, they're really good at teaching you. Like they're really good. Like they're really good at just. Letting you know that you fucked up on this and, you know, how you correct it in the most humblest way. And I do appreciate those lads, you know.
That's good.
You know, shout out to them.
Your personal squad seems pretty chill.
Yeah, they're super chill, you know. Like, you guys would have met them, too. Like, they were... Yeah. Yeah, they're obviously,
we have buddies from... Did you call our other friend from Whistler?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, he knows. Like, okay. He was just... Like, we texted, you know, and he hasn't responded yet. I think I'm going to call him.
Oh, shit.
Just to clarify it. But
hey.
Yeah. Basically.
Hey, man. I'm in the city now, man.
Hey,
where
man.
Are you?
This is 29. Where's your guys' where's your guys'
I'm
event?
Outside. I'm outside.
It's, like, empty here. Like, am I the first one to get in?
Am I fighting? What's happening? Dude, this guy, he's unique voice. He's got a very unique voice.
Yeah.
Tall guy, too. 6'5", motherfucker.
Tall dude. Six foot guy.
Whoa, damn. He's 6 guys? Damn. Feel bad for his girlfriend.
Dude, man. 6 foot dude. And, fuck. No, I just feel...
Yeah, hopefully...
I just feel fucking
hopefully
sad.
Hopefully shit can get sorted and...
Yeah.
You know?
Because I gave them the ultimatum as well. Like, if I can't fight at least this July and reconsider me for, you know, one of the matches, then I'm going to demand for a refund.
Yeah.
And if not, there's going to be action taken.
Fuck, you heard it here first,
Carl.
There's
going to be
action. Salas is back.
There's going to be Salas brought out.
Salas
is going to be brought out, dude. Yeah.
Is that your alter ego name now? Salas. When you have to do something evil.
It sounds cool, yeah. It sounds lit.
I'm Salas.
Goddamn.
That's funny.
But, no, yeah.
Easy, man. To be honest, I think that's a podcast.
Is that the podcast?
Yeah, it's going to be a short one. It's 30 minutes. It's like nothing crazy.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I only say that just because...
life updates and some stories. Update.
We don't like to miss out on weeks.
Some random facts about COVID.
Yeah. What did we even talk about? The whole episode and was
the birth rates.
This whole thing was a fucking fever dream. We'll see if this even gets released because I'm worried about the audio quality. I'll try my best to fix it and video quality if it's even on right now.
Yeah. But, it's on.
Yeah, we're trying to... I think. Yeah, but that's the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this like quick little... Yep, there's no segment today. Rabab is not here. She'll be back next week. Yeah. I will have some stories about Montreal, I guess, next time we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. Much love. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, if you like to watch visually our faces.
Yes.
Follow Carl's Visual Instagram, learners. My Instagram.
Yes. Rabab's Instagram. Rabab's Instagram. Everybody.
That's kind of it. Thank you guys for watching and listening.
Yeah, thank you. And fuck you, ultra white collar boxing.
Okay. Also, hey, heads up, if you made it this long, DM us a crazy story.
Yeah. DM us, please. Like, we'd love to interact with more of y'all.
Actually, you know what I find in our episodes? We generally talk to each other very heavy. We don't really talk to them.
Right?
Yeah. We don't talk.
What the fuck?
I just realized we don't interact.
No, you're there, you know? You guys are there.
All
you
five of you, man. You're there.
You guys are sitting down, jacking off. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Okay.
But,
go eat some fucking human somewhere, dude.
Oh, we also talked about cannibalism.
Eating
this
people.
This random episode.
Who did I choose?
Who did you choose? Dwayne Rock Johnson?
Oh, yeah. I'd eat The Rock.
You ate The Rock.
I'd probably eat Donald Glover. just to see if I could, like, somehow, like, what do plants do? They absorb? Yeah, I'll probably just do that.
They absorb the thing that they... Yeah.
Sorry, Donald.
Yeah.
But if you know, nobody gives a fuck. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.